This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Bruno Avenue is basically Main Street for the Portola District, a little-known neighborhood in San Francisco's Southeast Corridor. The Portola happens to be where KLW studios are located, and today we're continuing our series of audio portraits of the neighborhood. The tallest building on San Bruno Avenue stands out like a sore thumb. Seriously, it's the old Avenue Theater. It's big, run down, and abandoned. But as KALW's Nicole Grigg reports, a possible investment in the theater has people reimagining what a one-time grand movie palace can mean for a neighborhood.
Imagine walking into the Avenue Theater and settling in to watch stars like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire in an intricate dance. Humphrey Bogart searching for the Maltese Falcon.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Or Judy Garland and her dog, transported from black and white Kansas to Technicolor Oz. That allure is what made grand movie houses like the Avenue Theater so popular. Catherine Petrin is an architect, historian, and an advocate for theater restoration here in the Bay Area.
In those days, there were ushers that would take you to your seat. They were dressed in uniforms. There was games and shows.
You could rely on a day of entertainment, including the latest newsreels, cartoons, and comedy. The entry fee? About 25 cents.
The idea was to really kind of suspend your imagination, walk into these, you know, plaster palaces, as they're sometimes called, and you were meant to be transported to another place in time.
I was probably going there in the early 50s, and it was a hub of the neighborhood.
That's Paul Giannini, retired owner of a neighborhood auto repair shop. He's lived in the Portola for more than 65 years.
People went and saw all the movies that came out.
But those magical movie days have been over for years now. The Avenue Theater closed in the mid-1980s. Now a black gate blocks the entrance. Trash and old leaflets are gathered at the front doors. The marquee is falling apart, and the pigeons have really had their way with this building. But plans are underway to revitalize the space and make it an anchor in the community once again. But that's going to take a bunch of money.
When you look at an asset like that, a cultural neighborhood asset, you know that an investment in a space like that means something.
Joaquin Torres works with the city of San Francisco on a program called the Invest in Neighborhoods Initiative. They're hoping to make some improvements.
One of them is repainting it. One of them is removing and adding a neon sign for the space so that it can be improved and lit up so you can see it from the horizon, right? This is a space that you should kind of have on your mind as being a place you could go to and you can support those businesses that are there. People can point at that and smile, and I know that people want to see that.
About 6 months ago, Catherine Petrin, the theater restoration advocate, she was invited to tour the inside of the Avenue Theater.
And I was absolutely just amazed. It felt like walking into a theater in the 1920s all over again. The layout of the balcony, the auditorium, it's really elegant and beautiful. It accommodates about 800 people. It's very clean and just had a lot of the original features from the 1920s still there. That was a big surprise, and it was just really a source of joy and delight to see what an original condition the Avenue remains in.
No matter how beautiful it is inside, the Avenue Theater won't necessarily become a theater again. Many of San Francisco's great movie houses have been transformed. The Alhambra Theater on Polk Street, it's been replaced by a Crunch Gym. But the historic interior remains intact. Then there's the Red Vic on Haight. Now it's an event space called the Second Act, which hosts several pop-up restaurants. Times, neighborhoods, and needs change. Back in the Portola, Corder store worker Ray Gaddis wants the Avenue Theater to return to its original purpose.
Bring it back to a theater of some sort with live shows, movies, comedy shows, anything to just bring people down to San Bruno Avenue.
Retired car repairman Paul Giannini thinks they could split the difference.
I think they could do movies. It could be a jazz club. It could host events of any kind.
Luke Spray represents the Portola Neighborhood Association. He's heard a variety of viewpoints from residents and merchants.
Maybe a restaurant component, and maybe do a little bit of theater, and maybe have a community arts space, and maybe have lectures in there, as well as showing movies on certain nights.
Some movie palaces like the Avenue Theater are still around in San Francisco. The Castro, the Balboa, the recently revived New Mission Theater, which is now called the Alamo Draft House.
They're unlikely survivors.
Again, theater historian Catherine Petrin.
They're whimsical. They're, the neon at night makes them just sort of glowing gems on the street. They really attract people. They ignite people's attention. And I think we're really lucky to have the quantity that we have in San Francisco. And I would just urge people to keep going to your local neighborhood movie theaters and help keep the doors open, because it sometimes can be a struggle for operators.
In San Francisco's heyday, there were about 100 of these grand movie houses. Most have been torn down now to make way for new businesses, but more than 20 remain. Some may be vacant or blighted, but like the Avenue Theater, there's a possibility of a renewed purpose for these buildings instead of just tearing them down. In San Francisco, I'm Nicole Grigg for Cross Currents.